Tanya for the 16th of Nisan is on page 594 in chapter 41, Perek Mem Aleph, in Lessons in Tanya. The Alter Rebbe finished saying that the kavanah for the mitzvah should be to connect himself, his neshama, to cleave to God through the mitzvah. Here the Alter Rebbe brings in another aspect of the kavanah, that a person should never stand alone in his relationship to God, but it should include with himself all Jews. The sages have said that a person should never separate himself from the rest of the people. Therefore, in his kavana to cleave to God, he should intend that not only his soul, but the source of his soul, and the source of the souls of all Jews, because in the source we are one. What is the source of all souls? That aspect of God that is called Shechina. And it is called Shechina Hashem Sheshechenes Umislabeshes Teshkol Almin L'Hachayes Anulakaimon. It is called Shechina because it is the part of God that animates, that gives life to the worlds. He Hamashpas Beikeyach Hadibur Hazeh, and it's the Shechina that gives him the power, the strength to say these words, Shemedaber B'divrei Torah, which he is speaking in the study of Torah, Beikeyach Hamais Hazeh Lasis Mitzvazu, or the energy, the power to do the act of the mitzvah that he is doing. So he intends to not only cleave to God with his neshama, but also with the source of his neshama, which is the collective Jewish soul, the Shechina. The yichud zeh hu al yedei amshoch haseirin sev baruch hu lamato al yedei esek hateire v'hamitzvah shehu melubish bohem. In cleaving to God, he is elevating his neshama through the mitzvah so that the neshama can cleave to God. In having all souls cleave to God, he has to intend to bring godliness down, not elevate himself, but bring godliness down so that it affects all Jewish souls. The Iskavim Laham Shechedei Yisbarech Al-Mokin Nafshi V'Nafshis Kol Yisrael Yachadon, and he intends to bring godliness down to the source of his neshama, and therefore to the source of all neshamas, in order that they be united. And as we will describe later, at length, this oneness. But what's important here is that he intend for the sake of all Jews. That when we do a mitzvah, it is for the sake of uniting the Shechina and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that part of godliness that is in the world, with that part of godliness that is above the world. And we say that we're doing this b'shem kol Yisrael, in the name of all Jews. What does it mean, in the name of all Jews? For the sake of all Jews, that every Jewish neshama should be affected. In fact, not only do we bring a oneness to all Jewish souls through the mitzvah, we bring kindness to Jews as well. Because through every mitzvah, we bring down a greater kindness to our people. In the note, the Rebbe writes, "V'gam al yedei zeh yismasku gam kein hagvureis b'chasodim imeilu." Through this, through the act of the mitzvah, the study of Torah, the attribute of severity, the gvureis, are sweetened with kindness. Al yedei gilui rotzon elyon baruch hu, when God's will is revealed, when we bring down godliness, which is aroused above through the initiative here below, which means that when the individual soul representing one aspect of the Shechina unites with Torah through his study of Torah, or with mitzvahs through his doing of the mitzvahs, and the mitzvah and the Torah represents that part of God which is called HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is higher than the world, Shehein Etzeine Yisbarech, that causes the same thing to happen above, that in the heavenly spheres above, the Shechina, is united with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. וכמי שקוסו בעידר רבו במשנת חסיד במסכתס ערך אנט מפרק דלד, and as he writes in the Idr Rabbo, שתייג מיטרס התאירה נמשוך את מחיבר סוד הערך אמפים, that the 613 mitzvahs of Torah come from the whiteness, which means chesed. White is chesed, red is gvura. It comes from the kindness of Arech Ampin, of the divine will. Shehu rotzen elyon mokir achsod, which is the source of kindness in God's will. So in doing mitzvahs, we reveal godliness into the world. What are we revealing? We're revealing a greater measure of kindness that sweetens the severity. And so good things result for the Jews in the place of severity. There is kindness. Now going back to the text, that af shelihi yes kavona zu amitis belibe, that in order for this kavona to be a sincere one and a true one in his heart, shiyihi yelibe chofetz beemes yichud ha'elyon hazeh, that he should truly desire this divine oneness, not only to cleave to God for himself, that he should feel close to God, but there should be a closeness to God in general, from above to all souls. So in order for him to truly want that, he has to be on a madrega, on a level where he has a great love for God alone. So that his motivation in doing the mitzvah is pure, it is for the sake of God, and not to satisfy his own thirst for godliness. But rather like a son who does for his mother and father, etc., because he loves them more than he loves himself, more than he loves his body, more than he loves his soul. As we explained earlier, in the name of the Raya Mehemna. So although this is a very high level and a very intense kavana, mikol mokim yesh l'chol adam lahargil atzmei b'kavana zu, nevertheless, every person, even people who are not on this level and therefore cannot claim to be doing this with complete sincerity, should still get into the habit of thinking this way. Because although it is not perfectly true and sincere in his heart, that he should want it wholeheartedly, but a little bit he does want it honestly, because of the natural love that every Jew has, which makes him want to do whatever it is God wants. The yichud zehu retzeni hamiti, so that this union above, this divine union, is his true desire, is what God really wants. And every neshama, by nature, wants to do what God wants. V'haynu yichud helyin shabbat zilus, which means a bringing about of a oneness in the world of Atzilus. The Shechina and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are united in the world of Atzilus. And how does that happen? Through the arousal below, when the neshama, the godly soul of the individual Jew, becomes united, becomes united and absorbed into the godliness that is clothed in Torah and mitzvahs, the Torah that he is studying and the mitzvah that he is involved in. So his nefesh, his godly soul, becomes united with the godliness of Torah, and they become one, as was explained earlier. The bittul and the merging of the person with the mitzvah, so this causes the oneness to happen also in the world of Atzilus. Because through this mitzvah that the person is doing, the origins are affected. The origin of Torah and mitzvahs, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and imoker nafshei holy keys, with the source of his godly soul, hanikra b'shem Shechina, which is in fact the Shechina. Shehein b'chinas memalo kol alma b'chinas seviv kol almim, and they in turn represent the two levels of godliness, one called the filling of the worlds, that God fills the world, and the other that God surrounds the world, transcends the world, as explained at length elsewhere. But the lower level of Achdus, the wanting to be connected to God for himself, that he himself should be connected to God, this every Jew wants with absolute truth, the whole lev of the whole nefesh, wholeheartedly and a whole soul. This is the natural love that every Jew has hidden in his heart. The love consists of the desire to cleave to God, the desire to cleave to God and not be separated, God forbid, in any way. Not even if it cost him his life. So that the involvement in Torah, in mitzvahs, and in davening, who gamkein inyan mesiras nefesh mamish, because this is the nature of the neshama of a Jew, therefore his mitzvahs are imbued with the same nature. Kamei b'tzeisa min haguf b'maleis shivim shana. He has the same mesiras nefesh in the performance of a mitzvah as he has when the soul leaves the body. She'eina meharheres b'tzarchi haguf. When the soul is leaving the body at the end of life, it doesn't think at all about the needs of the body. Instead, the thought is completely absorbed in the letters, the words of Torah and Davening, and they, the words and letters of Torah and Davening, are God's thoughts and God's word, the hayulacha demamash, and they become one. The person and the Torah, the words, become one. Shezehu kol eisek haneshama b'gan Eden, because this is the occupation of the neshama in heaven, in Gan Eden, kedisa b'gemara b'zeyah, as is explained in the Gemara in the Zeyah. Elosh shom misangim b'asagosam v'eskalalusam b'eir Hashem. There in heaven, they take pleasure, they delight in their understanding and in their blending into godliness. And that's the meaning of the verse that we read at the beginning of the davening, Birchas Hashachar. Elikai neshomo ata nefachta v'ata osid litla mimeni. How do we see mesiras nefesh in every mitzvah? We say before the davening, God who gave me my neshomo. The neshama that you gave me is pure. You breathed it into me, and you will in the future take it from me. How does that inspire a Jew to serve God? Claim that. It means as follows. Me'acha sha'ato nefachta bi, since you gave it to me, ve'ata osid litla mimeni, and you will take it from me, lochein me'ata, therefore from now, ani meisro machzira loch, I give it back to you as of now, li'yachado ba'achdusach, in order to be united in your oneness. Since the neshama both comes from God and goes back to God, it is the nature of the neshama to be united with God, therefore it is united now too. I don't wait until mesiras nefesh, until something happens that separates the soul from the body, and then the soul goes back to being godly, to being united with God. It is now united with God. Within the act of every mitzvah, there's a complete surrendering of the neshama to God. To you, God, I lift up my soul. How will I lift up my soul and reunite it with God? By attaching, binding my thoughts to your thoughts, my speech to your speech, which are the words and the letters of davening and learning. And particularly when we speak to God in second person, when we say to God, you, speaking to him in a second person, and similar such expressions. When we turn to God in a bracha and we say to God, you, as if he is standing before us and is close to us, That is the means through which the neshama reunites with God. And in that way, every mitzvah is an act of mesiras nefesh. He's giving back the nefesh just as it goes back when a person dies. What does it mean that it goes back? That it no longer is concerned with the body. In the same way, when he does the mitzvah, he gives up all concern for himself, and he devotes himself completely to the mitzvah, and in that act, he is returning the nefesh, he is returning the godly soul to God. In the Hayyim Yom for the 16th of Nisan, the Rebbe writes, Gam mi she'ein le'ov, Rachmano Litzlan, that in the Seder, even the person who doesn't have a father, God forbid, Eimer lifnei manishtano, he says before the four questions, before the manishtano, Tate ich vel ba defregen fir kashes. Father, I'm going to ask you four questions. Referring to the Eibishter, Usmuches lazeh, and we find a basis for this in Teza, Shegam mi she'ein le'ava ein, Rachmano Litzlan, that even someone who doesn't have a father and mother, God forbid, Tzadach le'ma v'brichas ha'mozein, we find the same in benching, that we say, Harachamon yivarechis ovi meiri, etc., imim meirosi, even though his father and mother may not be alive anymore. The same thing with the four kashas, we ask, we address the kashas to Tate, even if the Tate has already passed away.